Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. God's praise shall continually be in our mouth. In our mouth. In our mouth. God's praise shall continually be in our mouth. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this beautiful day that you have made, rejoicing, Father God, for another day to walk with you, talk to you, another day to serve in your kingdom, another day, Father, to be your eyes, to be your ears, to be your feet, to be your hands, to be your voice. Oh, Father God, we bless you on today. Father God, as we come on this beautiful morning, Father, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father, anywhere we have come short of your glory, come short of your praise, the things we did we shouldn't have done, said we shouldn't have said, thought we shouldn't have thought. Father God, not only the things that we did, but the things we didn't do, Father, you told us to do, the things we didn't say, you told us to say. Father, the places we didn't go, you told us to go. Father God, we confess right now with a grateful heart, with a sincere heart, Father, and we say thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, Father, to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Father, and giving us another chance. Father, you're the God of another chance, and you keep on, Father God, pouring out your grace and your mercies on us. New mercies we see every morning. Every morning we wake up, Father, we don't even drag in yesterday's mercies. Father God, we leave yesterday with a surplus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We leave yesterday with a doggy bag. Oh, my God, my God, my God. But yet and still, Father God, every morning, Father, oh, you give us new mercies. Hallelujah. And abundance, more than we can handle. Oh, God, you're so good to us, Father. You're so good to us. You continue to look beyond our faults. You supply our needs. You see the best in us. You see who we are becoming. Oh, God, you see what has already transpired, Father God. You judge our hearts, Father God. You see the condition of our hearts, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, because sometimes the results are not right. Glory be to God. We meant for it to come out one way, but it came out another way, Father God. Hallelujah, God. And this world will judge the results, Father God, but you judge the intent. Hallelujah. Hey, God, you judge the intents of the heart. You know what we meant to say when we said it. You know what we meant to do before we did it, Father. You knew what was there, and that is, Father, what you judge. That is what you bless. That is what you reward. And we just want to say thank you, God, for helping us to be a Christian in our hearts, Father God. Oh, my God, my God. We're not concerned about our name, Father God, on the church roll, and it's good, Father God, but we can go from church to church and put our name on everybody's church roll. That wouldn't make us a Christian. Glory be to God. That won't get us into heaven, God. Hallelujah, because we're in somebody's church, some famous person's church, some big church, some little church, Father God. No, but because we're in your church. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you said we are the church. Hey, my God, we wake up this morning, God, to say you did it. Oh, God, you did it, because if the devil had his way, Father, we'd have still been sleeping. Hallelujah, Father God, and cold as an ice cube. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hey, my God, if the devil had his way, Father, he would have took us out a long time ago. God, we wouldn't even have got to this point. Father God, COVID-19 couldn't take us out. Cancer couldn't take us out, Father God. That stray bullet couldn't take us out, Father God. Suicide, murder couldn't take us out. The witches and the warlocks couldn't take us out, Father, because we can't be taken out. Glory. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. We are unable to be touched by evil because you are on our side. God, we just want to say thank you this morning. We just want to wake up this morning and say thank you because you didn't have to do it, but you did. Oh, my God, my God. God, we embrace the gifts of this day. Hallelujah. We rejoice in it because it's a day that you have made. Now we surrender the day back over to you. Back over to you, Father. Hallelujah. We ask that you would have your way, Lord. Have your way. Hey, God. Hallelujah, Father God, because we have known by experience that it's okay. Whatever you do, it's okay. Father, we are convinced that you are in our best interest, even if it looks ugly, even if it feels, Father God, discomforting, even if it brings tears to our eyes. Father God, we know now through experience that you are in our best interest, Father. Hallelujah. Sometimes you take us the long way around. Sometimes you take us under to get us on top. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Or sometimes you bring us through darkness to get the victory, Father God. Sometimes you, Father God, bring us right through our enemies to glorify yourself. Hey, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, sometimes you'll bring us through the valley of death to give us a testimony. Oh, God, you move in mysterious ways, but nevertheless you move. Hallelujah. God, we come this morning to say we're with you. We're with you, Father. We with you, Father God, and we say thank you for helping us to get here, Father. We repent that we haven't gotten here before now. Father God, playing games with your Father God, playing church, carnal with all get out. Oh, glory. Thank you that we have finally arrived to a place, Father God, where you can now start to make something out of us. Oh, God, where you can really start to work it and a chipping away, Father God, and forming us into the image of God until Christ be formed in us. So don't nothing else matter. Don't nothing else matter, Father God, because when we get to the end of our days, and we will get to the end of our days, Father God, and it might be sooner than what we realize, but when we get to the end of our days, Father, oh, Father God, we'll be like our brother Solomon who declared our vanity, all is vanity. Oh, my God, Jesus, only what we do for Christ, it's going to last. God, we say thank you, God, that we will not be regretting anything. We say thank you, Father God. We won't look back and regret. But Father God, hallelujah. When we see Jesus, when we see Jesus, Father, we say thank you, Father God, hallelujah. As we anticipate, hallelujah, Jesus speaking to us, hallelujah. Well done, well done, well done. By good and faithful serving. Hallelujah, God, we bless you. Father, bless our services on today. Wherein you and you alone will get the glory, you and you alone will get the honor, you and you alone will get the praise, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for taking flesh out the way, Father God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. None of us and all of you, none of us and all of you, Father. We thank you that this ministry has always been about Jesus, always will be about Jesus. God, if we get stupid, fix it. And if we don't want to listen, then just shut it down. Shut it down, Father God. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. And we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Now, Father, hallelujah, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight as you taught your disciples to say. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, 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 and amen again. Amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. My God, my God, my God. Woo, we thank God. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We want to thank God the Holy Ghost will come and give you a B12 shot. He'll give you a picker-upper. Huh? Hey, glory be to God. We want to thank God for a friend that we have in Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Amen, brothers and sisters in the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good morning to the witches and the warlocks monitoring this ministry. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Keep on looking to the Lord. Pluck your eyes out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to say good morning to everybody. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. TGIF. Amen. Today, God is first. Hallelujah. As we come seeking first his kingdom. Amen. And all of his righteousness. Yes, yes, yes. I am Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Oh, God is so good, saints. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. I think, who was it? I think it was our minister Estelle. Amen. She gave her comments on her birthday earlier this week. She said her testimony could be wrapped up in one line. Glory be to God. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I got to say, girl, I concur with you. Oh, my. I say, I concur with you. Hallelujah. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Hey, my God, my God, my God. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. If you're chiming in, we're in the back office. We see, amen, we see you over in Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. I don't know, something's happening in Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. And we see that our listening audience is going up, up, up. Well, we say welcome Atlanta, Georgia, and everybody else around the globe. Amen. As you listen in, amen, hallelujah. Please enjoy the services, amen, today and every day, amen, as we meet on this platform 7 days a week, 7 days a week, amen, and we've been doing so for the last 10 years and some months, hallelujah. Isn't that something, saints? Amen. God is so good, amen, good, 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 amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last night, amen, glory be to God, I found a box of Good and Plenty that I had bought. Amen. I ate a few of them. Amen. Y'all remember the good old Good and Plenty? Charlie says, love my Good and Plenty. Charlie says, amen. Y'all remember that? Yeah, but let me tell you something. Man, I ain't talking about what Charlie says. Hallelujah. I'm talking about what the Spirit says. Amen. God is good. Good. Amen. All the time, all the time. And all the time. Amen. We want you to know that all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. You can like us on Facebook and you can follow us on TikTok. Amen. And blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, saints. Amen. Let's see. We're getting close. Matter of fact, well, we just about at the end of the week. Let me see. All right, so we started out on Monday, amen. We talked about serious business, changing your environment, because if you don't conquer, you're going to be conquered, amen. Glory be to God. We came back on Tuesday, amen, to encourage you that you are significant in the Lord's kingdom. You are royal. You are a chosen vessel, amen. Glory be to God. On Wednesday, our sister Lauren came, and my God, and she, that reading there was a sermon, I tell you the truth, amen. She read for us. Amen. Talking about the purpose of your purpose and sticking with God's purpose as we celebrated our minister Estelle's birthday. Amen. Glory be to God. And those of you, amen, that shared your testimony and your praise with us. Minister Erica came back yesterday. My God, I had to listen to that again last night. I had to go into the archives. Thank God it's sitting right on top. Amen. And I had to listen to that message all over again. Amen. And she talked about the baby inside of you is about to leap for joy. My God, hallelujah. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Wednesday night Bible study, amen, beloved, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for our lesson, hallelujah, and on our lesson, glory be to God, we taught in our spiritual warfare training. It was actually spiritual warfare training, glory be to God, that we did on Wednesday night, and we'll see how the Lord wants to do that. But amen, out of that, amen, beloved, we saw the importance of the person of the Holy Spirit, amen, the importance of the person of the Holy Spirit. So we're probably going to be on that for a while on our Wednesday night Bible studies, amen. But today, amen, the Lord is leading us in that direction, beloved, because so many of God's people are losing, amen, because they are not partnering with the Holy Spirit. See, it's the Holy Spirit is just not going to work for you just because. Well, I'm saved. No. You say you're saved, but are you partnering with the Holy Spirit? Are you cooperating with the Holy Spirit? See, beloved, the Holy Spirit will move in our life, amen, if we realize that he's the boss, that he leads, we follow, we're the apprentice, see? And so for those of us that have that humility, have that submission, amen, have that obedience and reverence, amen, and we partner with the Holy Spirit, ah, beloved, I'm telling you, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit is wonderful, 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 amen. And we just want to, amen, begin, lay the foundation today, amen, beloved, amen, because a lot of us, unfortunately, do not even recognize the Holy Spirit, amen, as the third person, and I did say person, in the Godhead. He is not an it. He is not a thing. He is the third person in the Godhead, and he is real. We want to thank God for the testimonies that came forth for Wednesday night. Amen. A few of our prayer partners shared some of their testimonies. Amen. That real personal relationship, starting with myself. Amen. Glory be to God. I showed you, you guys, the vulnerable part of me. Glory be to God. I ain't ashamed, Lord, because I want to show y'all that, amen, that I'm living what I'm preaching. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even Jesus had some weak moments. Come on now. Huh? In the Garden of Gethsemane, praying, dropping blood. Glory be to God. Beloved, but we shared, amen, when you have that fellowship and you have that relationship with the Holy Spirit, let me tell you something. You can talk to him and he'll talk back to you. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Father God, we bless you this morning, Father God, that the words of our mouth, hallelujah, and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Beloved, let me ask you a question, especially now, especially with the pandemic going on, because we're not out of it. I was listening to the news, and they're lifting a lot of restrictions because they say they're lifting restrictions now because only 30,000 people are dying a day. I couldn't believe they said that. Only 30,000 people a day? If three people a day was dying, it should be too much. And they look at 30,000 compared to where it was up at 100,000. So, oh, Lord. Okay. All right. That's another subject for another time. But, beloved, even in spite of the pandemic, have you ever felt isolated or alone in this world? Mm-hmm. Most people that I know, amen, most people I talk to, the majority of the people will say yes. But, beloved, if you have, just remember, you are never alone. Never, 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 never. N-E-V-E-R. You are never alone. Beloved, imagine how alone the disciples felt when Jesus informed them that he would soon ascend to heaven and leave them behind on earth. It's hard for us to imagine that because we wasn't there, beloved. Glory be to God. But here, they had walked with Jesus for 3.5 years, witnessed his presence, witnessed his miracles, witnessed this, amen. And now Jesus telling them, amen, I got to go, boys. See, imagine how alone they might have felt. What do you think, beloved, the disciples felt when Jesus told them this? They must have wondered, what will life be without Jesus? They must have wondered, beloved,
How will we continue without the Master walking right alongside of us? But it was time for Jesus to ascend to the Father and to take his place as our great high priest. It was time to go. It's time to go now. Oh, glory be to God. Woo! Well, them oldies but goodies, some good songs. I love the oldies but goodies. I guess you say she be dropping all type of commercials in here. I just be going as the Holy Spirit lead me. I'm just talking to you this morning. I try to talk to you every morning. Oh, glory be to God. Just the oldies but goodies, not only in the worldly songs, because the worldly songs, it wasn't nasty like it is today. I mean, the words had true meaning, you know. Glory be to God. And even in that spiritual song. Oh, I love them old hymns. I love them. Glory be to God. So much meaning. Beloved. So the disciples, amen, beloved, feeling some kind of way because Jesus was leaving. It was natural for the disciples to feel sorrowful. To them, beloved, it must have seemed like the end of their wonderful encounter with the Lord and with the power of God. Living and walking with Jesus was more than they had ever hoped for in this world. I know I would have loved to have been walking with him in the physical. The good news is we're still walking with him. I don't know. It's probably more of a miracle now, amen, because we can't see him, but he's still here. But beloved, amen, getting back to the disciples, with Jesus at their side, their lives have been filled with adventure. Their lives have been filled with excitement, joy, victory, power, healings, and miracles. Oh, that was an exciting 3.5 years. Feelings of insecurity and uncertainty would have been normal for any human being who found themselves in the disciples' position. They had grown dependent upon the physical, visible presence of Jesus. Something, beloved, that we had never experienced. So therefore, we can't fully comprehend what they went through because we weren't there. See, that's the difference between sympathy and empathy. See? Somebody lost a parent. Well, your parents still living. So you can't have empathy for them because you don't know what it's like to lose a parent. You can have sympathy for them. You can have sympathy for somebody that's going through something, somebody who lost their job, somebody on a respirator because of COVID-19, whatever. You can have sympathy, but you can't have empathy because you have never lost it. You don't know what it is to lose a child unless you lost a child. I know what you're going through. No, you don't know what I'm going through. Excuse me. All your children living. Huh? Glory be to God. So we don't know what the disciples went through, beloved, because we cannot fully comprehend it because, amen, we weren't there. The thought of Jesus leaving this earth probably made the disciples feel spiritually forsaken and abandoned. And in the midst of these fears, beloved, Jesus gave them a promise. And this is the promise that Jesus gave his disciples coming out of St. John 14:18. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Woo! I will not leave you comfortless. Beloved, a promise is a promise with the Lord. Oh, men make their promises, break their promises. Baby, let me tell you something. The promise don't mean nothing. Even when you get somebody's signature on it. Okay, I want you to sign right here. Sign right there. Baby, I don't need nothing. People break promises every day and still go to court, file bankruptcy, said I was going to pay you, didn't pay you. Now I'm going to file bankruptcy. Give me some legal protection. I said I was. I changed my mind. Huh? I changed my mind. I ain't going to pay you, and I'm still going to live in your house, and I'm still going to drive the car. I ain't giving you nothing. I remember, amen, years ago, amen, when I was struggling with some bill, somebody I owed, I really did owe them. And they called me up, and I tried to get real spiritual with them. You know what I mean? And just instead of me just saying, look, y'all, I ain't got the money. Can we work something out? No, I want to get all spiritual with the people on the line. And I started quoting some type of scripture. Amen. And he fixed me. He turned around and he quoted his scripture. He said, yeah, the wicked borroweth and payeth not back again. I said, okay, there it is. There it is. There it is. That's the last time I tried that one. That's the last time I tried that one. Amen. Oh, glory be to the living God. Jesus told the disciples, beloved, that I will not leave you comfortless. Amen. Let us just take a minute and look at this word comfortless. Amen. In the Greek. This word comfortless in the Greek, beloved, is where we get the word orphan. Glory be to God. In New Testament times, beloved, this word described children who was left without a father or mother. In today's world, beloved, the word orphan has exactly the same meaning. It refers to a child who is abandoned due to the death or desertion of a father or mother. And once orphaned, the child is deprived of parental care, supervision and protection. And unless that child is placed in the custody of a blood relative or a new guardian who assumes a parental role in that child's life. However, beloved, in New Testament times, that word orphan was also used in a broader sense to describe students who have been abandoned by their teacher. Just as children are dependent on their parents, these students were reliant on their teacher to teach them, to guide them, and to prepare them for life. But once the teacher abandons them, they felt deserted. They felt forsaken, discarded, and thrown away. In both cases, beloved, this word orphan is used to carry the same idea. Whether it refers to children abandoned by their parents or students discarded by their teacher, it gives the picture of younger, less educated, less knowledgeable people feeling deserted by those they trusted and looked to for guidance. Jesus was a spiritual father to his disciples, and he knew they were completely reliant upon him. They couldn't make it on their own in the world without him. And this is why he gave them a promise, beloved. Jesus promised them, he said, I will not leave you like orphans. So, beloved, when we look at that scripture, glory be to God, in light of the Greek definition of the word orphan, beloved, we could look at it this way. I will not leave you behind like orphans who have been deserted by their parents, nor will I desert you like an unfaithful teacher who walks out on his students and leaves them with no supervision or help. Beloved, Jesus knew the disciples couldn't make it on their own in the world. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit into the world to be their new guardian and new teacher. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, just as the disciples couldn't make it on their own without Jesus, you can't make it on your own in this world either. But you don't have to, because Jesus did not abandon you. Jesus did not desert you. Jesus did not walk out on you. Jesus did not throw you away. When Jesus ascended to the Father, beloved, he sent the Holy Spirit to care for you. Hallelujah. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide you. He sent the Holy Spirit to teach you Jesus did not leave you as an orphan in this world, beloved. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. As we are preparing, amen, our series, amen, that will be coming forth in the next few days or weeks, amen, on the Holy Spirit, beloved, we will find out, amen, as long as we partner with the Holy Spirit, amen, the Holy Spirit was sent to comfort us. Anybody need some comfort today? The Holy Spirit was sent to indwell us, to live in us. How can you be lonely when you have God living in you? The Holy Spirit was sent to teach us, beloved. Hallelujah. God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. It is not God's will for us to be ignorant when the Holy Spirit is teaching us. The Holy Spirit was sent to remind us of everything Jesus said, everything Jesus did. You don't have to worry about amnesia and Alzheimer's. Glory be to God. He reminds us. The Holy Spirit was sent to testify with us and to testify through us to other people. You don't have to worry about what you're going to say when you open your mouth. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit speak. The Holy Spirit was sent to convict of sin. Oh, yeah, that's how me and you became believers, beloved. It was the Holy Spirit, the goodness of the Lord leading us to repentance. Not only that, the Holy Spirit convicts us of God's given righteousness. The Holy Spirit comes to convince us that we are the righteousness of God. We are not the person we used to be. If any man, if any woman be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The Holy Spirit was sent to guide us. Ooh, aren't you happy about it? Your spiritual GPS. Hallelujah. Ooh, turn the GPS off. The Holy Spirit got you. He going to show you. Turn left right here, baby. All right, stop. Okay, stop. Okay, back it up. Turn right. Okay, all right. No, 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 sit down. No, stay in the day. Stay in the day. It's all right. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit was sent to reveal things to us. Ah, God will reveal his secrets to his servants. Ooh, I wonder how does she know that? I don't know. They must got some inside information. Who talking? Yeah, the Holy Spirit talking. I wondered how they knew that because we ain't tell nobody. Yeah, but the Holy Spirit knew. Yeah, and he will reveal things to us, beloved, his children, when we partner with him. Hallelujah. Not only that, beloved, as we study on the Holy Spirit, we're going to see that the Holy Spirit helps us to worship Jesus. Ah, my God, my God. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, as we close on this morning, amen, hallelujah. Just let me give you the scripture for that one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. John 16, hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse number 14. Hey, my God, Jesus, glory be to the living God. John 16 and 14 says this, glory be to God. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. He will, talking about the Holy Spirit, he will glorify, oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, beloved, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. You're not living anywhere near your potential. You will never live the life that Jesus died for you to have. You will never have that abundant life, exceeding and glorious life. You will not fulfill your destiny, glory be to God, until you decide that you're going to submit and partner with the Holy Spirit. The comforter that Jesus, amen, left for us, amen, when he was ascended up into heaven. Hallelujah! Woo! But Jesus said, I'll be back. No, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I like Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. Yeah, glory be to God. Uh-huh. Glory be to God. I'll be back. Yeah, but you ain't the only one that's going to be back. Let me tell you who else coming back. Hallelujah. And he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Will you be ready when he comes? Beloved, let me tell you something right here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If Jesus said, I'm coming back tomorrow. Now, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Unless he give you a date and a time, we know that 1,000 years is as one day. So if the Holy Spirit revealed to you that tomorrow Jesus comes back, that could be anywhere in 1,000 years span. Hallelujah. But let me tell you one thing for sure, two for certain, he's coming back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was talking to my realtor, glory be to God, both of my realtors. That was last night, glory be to God, my daughter, amen, and our elder Valerie Carte, amen, hallelujah. She is a very experienced realtor. Matter of fact, Elder Carte worked for me years ago, amen, glory be to God. And I was saying, tell me, I said, what's the advantage, amen? I said, because I want my condo to be on the 50th floor, somewhere about, you know, at least 30 floors high. Amen. I don't want to live in no bottom floor. I want to live in the top floor. I said, what's the advantage of living up in the penthouse? And what's the advantage of living up that high other than, you know, the mortgage being kind of high? And both of them said the same thing. They said, well, you'll be closer to Jesus. You'll be closer to Jesus. I said, oh, okay. We started laughing. I said, so when the rapture takes place, that means I'm going to be about 2 seconds before y'all. Hallelujah. I'm going to already be up in the clouds. Glory be to God. But as one prophet told me, he said, God always call his servants up to the mountain. Amen. Glory be to God. Call up to meet him. We'll be caught up to meet him. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back, saints. And the Holy Spirit is here to keep us, to help us, to preserve us. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone said, well, what do you think about Israel? What do you think about all this is going on? I said, well, I don't know. I said, all I know is I pray for Israel. Well, Israel was wrong. Well, maybe Israel was wrong. Amen, beloved. Amen. I said, but one thing I'm praying for Israel. I said, well, how did the Jews become God's chosen people? I said, let me tell you something. The Jews, yes, the Jews are God's chosen people. But let me tell you something. If you read your whole Bible, when you get to the book of Galatians, it tells us that if you are the seed of Abraham, come on now. If you are the seed of Abraham, hallelujah, then you belong to Christ. Amen. So what is that telling us? Abraham was a Jew. Come on, somebody. I tell you, it pays to know your Bible. So if Abraham was a Jew, beloved, all right, I'm finished. Okay, let me give you the scripture. Let me give you the scripture because it's going to bless somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me tell you where to find it. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you where to find it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 29. Galatians, chapter 3, verse 29. It says, if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Wait a minute. Read that again. And if ye be Christ's, so you belong to Christ? Yes, I do. Then you are Abraham's seed, okay? And you are an heir according to the promise. So, beloved, if the Jews are God's chosen people, amen, and we belong to Christ, okay? So that means we are seed to Abraham. Well, Abraham was a Jew. Beloved, get the picture. You, we are spiritual Jews. Oh! We are spiritual Jews, baby. We fall into that same favor that the Jews had. They was God's chosen. Now, you become God's chosen, too, because you belong to Christ. And so if you belong to Christ, you are seed to Abraham. He said, if you're Abraham's seed, glory be to God, then you are heirs according to the promise. Everything that God promised Abraham is yours. Because you're a spiritual Jew. Oh, I don't know why all the Jews are prosperous. The Jews got all the money. They the doctors in the world. They the lawyers. They dominate. Well, beloved, you a spiritual Jew. But you got to participate with the Holy Spirit. My God, my God. Lord, we want to bless the name of the Lord, beloved. I want to come to tell you this morning that you are not a spiritual orphan. Don't let the words come out of your mouth no more. Don't even act like somebody has abandoned you. Somebody has forsaken you. And you also, baby, shake yourself loose. Get yourself together. Get your mind straight. Get your words straight. Get it together. Get into the word of God and see what God got to say about this. The next time you feel lonely, you feel like don't nobody love you, don't feel like nobody cares, you feel so isolated, I want you to pick up your Bible and go over to St. John chapter 14 and verse 18 and read it and keep on reading it and read that one verse until the light bulb go off. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I'm not going to leave you like an orphan because you're not an orphan. You're not an orphan. The Holy Spirit is within you. Come on, confess your sins. Get sin out the way so the Holy Spirit can have some freedom and remove the restrictions off of him. See, we want to have our cake and eat it too. We want the Holy Spirit to do this and that, 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 but yet we want to sin, and get God's permission on our sin and get God's blessing on our messing. Huh? And you just fooling yourself. Get sin on out the way. Come on, saints. Make your flesh cooperate. Flesh, you, Father, help me. Help me, Father. Huh? Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit loves you. He loves you. And I'm telling you, like one of them of their prayer partners was sharing with us on Wednesday night Bible study, baby, it ain't nothing sweeter. It ain't nothing sweeter than a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And if you don't have it, we want you to, amen, activate it today. Activate it. Just confess, beloved. Confess your sins. Amen. Ask the Holy Spirit if there's anything in your life that's causing his restriction. Because he's not going to work if there's unforgiveness in your heart. He ain't going to work. You still lying and cheating and cutting up. No. You can forget about that. You're not partnering with him. That's why you don't know what we're talking about. But if you, and if you were even, sometimes there's stuff in our life that's been there so long, we don't even realize it's there. But if you just ask the Holy Spirit, say, Holy Spirit, forgive me for my sins. I recognize you. Now show me the areas of my life that's blocking you. Show me the areas of my life that's slowing me down, that's hindering my, show me, put your finger on it, Father, and help me to see it and watch God do it. Watch God do it, beloved. I'm telling you the truth. Hallelujah. You are not an orphan. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, Father God, Father God, we thank you that we are not a spiritual orphan in this world. Father God, that you didn't abandon us or you didn't leave us to figure out everything on our own. Father God, but you sent the Holy Spirit to be our teacher and to be our guide. So right now, Father, we open our hearts wide open to the Holy Spirit so he can be the helper you sent him to be in our lives. Father God, we give you thanks for sending this divine helper. And we ask you, Father, to teach us how to lean upon him more and more and more in the course of our lives. And we say thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. The more we talk about him, the more we want to talk about him. Hallelujah. That's how I am anyhow. Amen. You know, it's like this. Amen. You know, some people, amen, when you get, you know, they start talking about their children, and they can't stop. Yeah, let me tell you. Yeah, they did this in school, and they did this, and they did that. They're just so proud. Next thing you know, they just done took over the conversation. Or anything, their spouse, their job, anything they're proud of, they just talk and you see their whole face light up. Their whole disposition changes when they start talking about this thing that's close to their heart. But beloved, amen, hallelujah. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Hallelujah. That's how it should be when we start talking about Jesus. Because he's so close to our heart. He is our heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we just can't stop praising his name. The more we talk about him, the more we want to talk about him. Because he's just that good. And he's real. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. I am not out of words, but I'm out of time. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Okay. What's our announcements today? What is our announcements today? Okay. We will be at the altar prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock noon. And then we will be back for our Friday night prayer at 10 p.m. As Minister Joanne Thurman call you, don't ignore the call. If you can't get to the call, call her back. Come on, come on, come on, y'all. Hey, let's get the party. Everybody's invited to the party. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. We partying tonight. Now, come on now. If y'all know how, if this when we was out in the world, we would get offended if somebody didn't invite us to the party. And some of you, you didn't even need nobody to invite you to the party. All you needed to do was hear there was a party. You go crashing. You go crashing in somebody else's party. Yay, party over here. Party over here. Come on, y'all. Don't act like you ain't never been saved. Well, come on now. All God did was sanctify our personalities. Bring that party on. No, I'm so tired. Well, guess what? Let me tell you, we all tired. But let me tell you something. That tiredness goes away. Holly, that tiredness goes away when you get into the glory, amen, when you get into the praise, when you get into the worship. Come on now and bring somebody else with you. You don't want to come to the party by yourself, amen. Somebody needs to know. Somebody needs to know that there's a group of people that's praying on a Friday night. Glory be to God. So somebody don't have to be sitting around at home thinking about what they used to do on a Friday night when they was out in the world. And should they make the booty call? Or should they smoke the marijuana? Should they take the drink? Or should they do this? Come on, y'all. Come on, put some effort in this thing. Amen. Everybody has an invitation to the Holy Ghost party. Amen. The party starts at 10. Amen. We're dismissed when the Holy Ghost gives the benediction. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. At 7 o'clock. Amen. We're on all the media streaming TVs. Amen. 35 million households. Amen. 7 continents. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We want to say thank you, Jesus. 7 o'clock this morning and then back at 8 p.m. tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Not only that. Amen. On the global radio, amen. We haven't even been promoting the global radio because we're doing the TV. I think we have more listeners on the global radio than we do on television, amen. We're all up in Africa and all those foreign countries, beloved, amen. Some places where they're prohibited from carrying the Bible, amen. Certain places of China and India where they are prohibited from carrying the Bible. We want to thank God that the Life Word Jesus Kingdom ministry is there, amen, because of your faithful support. Because of your faithful support. So we want to thank God of all for all of you who come to the table, amen, to be a blessing to this ministry. Amen. Today is offering day. Amen. Holly, the gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to sow into the rich soil of this ministry, amen. Glory be to God. So you can be a partaker of the anointing. Hallelujah. That trickles down. Amen. Glory be to God. There's several ways that you can give. Go straight to our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Hit the support, the donate button right there. Amen. Cash App, $, Life Word Jesus. Mailing address, P.O. Box 461. Post Office Box 461, Glenside, GLENSIDE, Pennsylvania, 19038. We want to thank God for you and for you. Amen. Because if it wasn't for your giving, we wouldn't be on around the globe. But it ain't free. it ain't free. Now, they cutting us a little break. You know what I mean? They cutting us a little break, but it ain't free. A Blog Talk Radio isn't free. Nothing that we do is free. Amen. But it's because of your faithful support, amen, to the ministry, amen, that we can pay our bills and not duck and dodge people, amen, the first of every month. Amen. That ducking and dodging thing is for the birds. You ain't answering your folks. You know you owe somebody. You know what I mean? We want to thank God that he has released us from that. Amen. Well, release me from that. Let me talk about me. Amen. Glory be to God. Because there was a time, beloved, when I was like struggling, and we all have been there. We all have been there. But we want to thank God, amen, that the latter is greater. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, that's it for today. I don't think I'm leaving nothing out. I hope there's no other May birthdays. If it is, I'm going to get you. If you got a May birthday and you didn't reach out to me and let me know that it was your birthday, when I find out, I'm going to get you. Amen. Yes, I am. Pastor Bradford says she's going to get you. Oh, no, she didn't. Yes, she did. What she mean by that? I don't know. You'll find out. All right. And so we want to get our June birthdays lined up. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. And to God be praised. All right, saints. I love you so much. Yes, I do. Amen. We are praying that everybody have a beautiful day. We know over here in the Philadelphia area, the weather's supposed to be very nice. Amen. Glory be to God. Go with Jesus. Amen. I'm still wearing my mask. I'm still wearing my mask until the Lord tell me otherwise. I'm going to keep social distancing until the Lord tell me otherwise. Amen. Glory be to God. And when the Lord provides us a building, amen, because our old building was sold, amen. So when the Lord provides us a new building and gives us the green light, we're going into the building. Amen. Hallelujah. But we'll still be here too. Amen. And Lord say so. We all know what the Lord is doing, beloved. We just know it's great. Fasten your seatbelt, saint. I told y'all that a long time ago. Fasten your seatbelt. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They teach you in network marketing, if you want to grow a business, they say go wide first. Go wide. Now go deep and then go wide. The Lord has taken this ministry deep. Amen. Over the last 10 years, now he has taken us wide, over 35 million households. The only thing next, beloved, is an explosion. The only thing next is an explosion. Amen. Glory be to God. I heard somebody praying for me earlier this week on the prayer call for help. Amen. Beloved, this ministry has, I have people to help this ministry. That's what the thing is, as I already said, I'm not going to bring them on until I know I got the money. We have the money to pay them. I ain't doing that. I've been there. I've done that. We not going to bring anybody on. The goal for this ministry is to have at least 1 year's salary in the tub. Because I've been there and got people looking on payday. And here I had, thank God, I had to take it out of my money, my expenses, to the point that then I ain't had no more. I ain't going there, beloved. That ain't God. That ain't God. I'm sorry. I'm going to use that same faith, and we're going to get that money in our account. Then we're going to say, all right, we're ready to hire now. We're ready to hire. Okay, let's bring them in. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. In the meantime, amen, between we have how many people on payroll? One, two, we right now we have four people on payroll. Amen. We have four people on payroll right now. And we're handling that because you're supporting us. We are handling that. Amen. Glory be to God. But we're going to really explode. Amen. And guess what? The money's coming. Amen. And the money is already here. Amen. It's by faith in Jesus' name. Father, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the givers. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for those who support this ministry and they are partners with this ministry. Father, they just don't give one time. They keep on giving. They give every week. They give every month, Father. We say thank you for them. Father God, bless their socks off. Bless their socks off. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. And we say thank you, Father, for making us wise stewards over the money. We don't squander the money. We don't blow the money, Father God. The money is used for the purposes in which it was taken, Father. in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you for the integrity of this ministry. Father, we say thank you that your word will not return unto you void as it has come forth today, Father God, but it will accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do because of the Holy Spirit, Father God, who is not going to lead us comfortless because he was sent to comfort us. And so we say thank you even right now. Father, as we go forward today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, as our broadcast airs in the next 5 minutes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, may souls be saved, healed, delivered, backsliders reclaimed. Father God, we know that you didn't place us here for no reaction. And we just want to say thank you right now. Meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God, for our new prayer warrior or whoever that's going to be. Father God, somebody will be there. We want to say thank you. Thank you for Sister Kathy, Father God, her effort, Father God, to try to go 2 days a week. But we're glad that she is sort of backed up to 1 day a week because we know it's a lot on her. Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Father, for whoever's going to take Fridays at 12 o'clock. We already know that you got somebody there, and we say thank you, Father, and most of all, you'll be there. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you. Father, meet us at 10 o'clock for our Friday night prayer. Father God, just flow. Father God, just flow. Just flow. May your power fall. May your glory fall. May your miracles fall. Father God, may there be testimonies coming forth that I experienced a miracle on a prayer call, Father, because Jesus was there. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation as we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow today. Hallelujah. It will not take root and it will not prosper in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen. Again, Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. Who am I, Lord?
Who am I? You are my Lord. And you
Amen, beloved. Amen. You are not an orphan. Amen. Let us rejoice today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Bradford signing out.